Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, good day, America. We're going to have a great time today. We're going to be discussing the power of prayer. That's right, prayer. If you didn't start this morning with prayer, we're going to be talking about it. And when we get done, you need to drop to your knees and start praying because it does make a difference. It is probably the most powerful force a human being can have because you're accessing God and you're taking your desires, your hopes, your dreams before Him, but you're also listening. And prayer is a two-way conversation between you and God. It's been extraordinarily busy for us. This is an unusual episode because Mike Carter and I are together. We're in the state capital, Austin, the state capital of Texas. I'm looking out the window. We're borrowed an office here so we could record this in advance. We just testified, and it's a matter of prayer on our pirate money legislation. And there have been lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of challenges. We were just in testimony for transactional gold and silver. And I'll tell you what, the opposition is fierce. The enemy is roaring. How do we deal with it? We do it by prayer. Mike, are you there? And are you ready to discuss the power of prayer?
I'm ready. We'll see if I can figure out all this mobile technology. And we're having to do it with a tie on today instead of our pirate money shirts. So that feels a little different.
Yeah, we don't have the headphones and we don't have the microphone right in front of us. Russell's in the studio back at home, back at Liberty Hawk. But I want to talk about prayer. And Jesus taught us to pray. Before we begin getting any further in this, I want to read what he said about prayer. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray. And this is found in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This is New King James Version. Our Father in heaven. Now, I remember that as our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, or thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It wasn't long ago that it sounded like the Vatican. I don't know what they'll do with the new pope, but they were like, we're going to change that prayer. No, I don't think you should change it. I believe that's the way that the Lord prepared it. It is the Lord's prayer, and it is the perfect way to pray. You remember that, Mike, when they were talking about changing the prayer?
I do remember a little bit of that, and it just doesn't seem very, maybe use the word religious. To change the Lord's Prayer just does not seem to make a whole lot of sense. It seems like he knows the best way to go about doing that. I remember that prayer all the way back, you know, obviously as a little boy growing up in church, and that would be recited in the church and so forth. Don't hear that as much today, unfortunately, in many of the churches that are out there, at least many of the biggest churches, the bigger churches, maybe so. Maybe just depends where you're at. But it's, that is a framework of what the Lord gave us on how to pray. And what a powerful thing, Kevin, as you shared this morning. You know, it's time to get on your knees because this is where God does hear us. He hears our prayers. He answers those prayers, maybe not always the way that we think they're going to be answered, but he's there and he gives us wisdom. And you might remember, I think you had the conversation with Pastor Chow in Korea. I think he used this a lot to build that church way back. I'm going to go back in the time machine. I think maybe it was the 1980s or something like that. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do remember meeting over the telephone, Pastor Paul Yonggi Cho. He was also known as David Yonggi Cho, who was the Assembly of God pastor, largest church in the world at the time. He's passed away now, but I read a book on prayer, and it's a powerful book. It does incorporate these principles, though. You start off with the notion, our Father who art in heaven, is the whole acknowledgement that you're greater than I am, but I'm related to you. And I think that's the opening point of prayer. Here, the basis for you to enter the presence of God and speak to him is because he's your Father and he's in heaven. And if you are a believer, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, he's the firstborn among many brethren. He is the only begotten Son of God. We are sons of God in that we're adopted into his kingdom. But to be able to walk into the presence of God himself and say, our Father who art in heaven. And you start with worship. You start by saying how holy his name is. Hallowed be thy name. You are holy. It's acknowledging that I'm not.
I remember using some of the biblical names, Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Sidkenu. They all had different meanings. And I need to get better. I need to refresh this. This is good to have this conversation today, just because it seems like some days the world gets darker and darker, but we also know the kingdom of heaven is getting closer and closer, and being prayed up and trusting in the God and putting forth a prayer like this is really the key to breakthrough. And we've seen that many times in the things that we're working on, and certainly seen it many times throughout my life, including with my daughter, who is a prayer warrior. She takes this stuff very seriously, and I see how much that changes her and the answer to prayer that takes place there with the ministry she has, reaching out to kids that are going through some really tough times.
Yeah. Well, you have to start with this notion that you are a child and you have the right to petition your parent. But here's the next line. Your kingdom come, thy kingdom come, your will be done. That draws a stark difference between what we see happening here in Austin, Texas, in that state capital. Some of the stuff that we saw today does not seem to be the will of God taking place. Some of the things we see on the earth do not seem to be the will of God taking place. And yet God's prayer, the Lord's prayer, calls us for us to say, let's bring heaven to earth, as opposed to conforming to this world. And that speaks to me of being an ambassador. I feel like my citizenship is in heaven, and I'm ambassador from heaven to the great state of Texas or to the city of Austin today, or to the United States of America, or really the whole earth. And I think that gives you a difference of understanding as you realize the good way is God's way. The earth's way is not necessarily the good way.
I mean, that line alone, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know, oftentimes we pray for things and that might not be God's will. And that might not be in our best interest. But you know, how genius of the Lord, our Father, to say, hey, here's how I want you to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we know if we are in his will, that is the best place to be. Gives me comfort as we move forward on a lot of the pieces of legislation that we're working on. And, you know, we work as hard as we can work. We're working 24/7, it seems lately. Yeah. And, you know, you give it your all, but from there you just say, okay, God, it's your will. You do with
let's
it what
you want. Let's go with 24/6. Let's be obedient and take a Sabbath day, maybe 24/6. And it's really more, it is a lot of work though. Give us this day our daily bread. God doesn't ignore the fact that you have real human needs. And daily bread, man shall not live by bread alone, but but it says by bread alone. God knows you need bread. God knows that you need sustenance. God knows that you have physical, financial, personal needs, and he's ready to meet those needs. And it's okay to ask him to meet those needs. And then it says, and forgive us our debts, or forgive us our trespasses, or the things we've done wrong. We've sinned. We've missed the mark. It's important to ask forgiveness, but it's all equally important for us to forgive others who sinned against us. And that reminds me of the story of the man who had massive debts forgiven by the master, and then he went and collected the small amount from the person who owed him. And we've got to be willing to forgive. And then it goes on and says,
sometimes those are hard.
It is hard.
To forgive others. But if you don't forgive, you're not going to get the blessing.
It is hard to forgive others. They wronged me and I have, you should do this for me. God's forgiven us so much more than that. We need to have that right attitude. And I love this, lead us not into temptation, not that God would tempt you. And that I think is what the Vatican, well, God would never lead you into temptation. So we're going to change that prayer. Well, Jesus put it in those words for a reason, because you're asking God, please lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We're going to walk into temptation on our own. And God, please, help us get away from that temptation and deliver us from the evil one. And then this is the last part. A lot of Bibles are leaving this out. A lot of the new translations are leaving out, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. They don't give God his due at the end of it. Well, some of the earliest manuscripts don't include this. I'll tell you what, I read it, it should be included. There's no question that giving God his due is the right thing to do.
Amen. Well, I know that that's the blueprint God gave us. If we can apply that in our lives daily, I'll be first to admit I get busy and I don't do it every day. But what a powerful process as we get back to what are the foundational principles God's given us.
All right. We're with Mike Carter and Kevin Freeman. This is Pirate Money Radio. We've been fighting the good fight here in Austin, Texas. We're in a remote broadcast today. And we're going to be talking about prayer. We've got three more segments on prayer. You don't want to miss one of them. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm joined by my dear friend and colleague, Mike Carter. We're talking about prayer. And Mike, you know, I'm thinking about when my kids would come to me when they'd have a need for something, you know, whether it's a daughter coming in, I need new point shoes. And point shoes in ballet are very expensive and you wear through them very quickly. And Dad, I need $100 or $80 or whatever. I can't remember what they cost. Can I get some more point shoes? And she'd make an appointment to come in and she'd try and be real professional about it. But, you know, in the first segment, we read the Lord's Prayer and it reminded me of when my daughter came to me and asked with a need, I need point shoes for my ballet class. And you had that. You have daughters. What was it like?
Well, typically if it's your daughters, it's how do I get that for them? I want to answer their prayer, not their prayer, their request for the most part. But we also want to teach them to be financially responsible and disciplined and realize that you don't get everything you ask for. But there is that fatherly love that you have for your kids. And I know God has that same love for each of us. And if he sees the desires of our heart and it's pure and we're staying faithful and we're forgiving and doing all those things in that Lord's Prayer that we laid out, what a great blueprint for life that he's given us to give us a time of peace, even if we don't understand it, even if there's times like this makes no sense at all, you still know you can rely on the Heavenly Father who loves us, has forgiven us of our sins, and that we've got eternal life with him. And that's the best promise ever.
Yeah, no, it is. But I remember my girls, they'd come in, they might have been in the kitchen. Maybe one of them would come into my office and they didn't say, my father who art in thine office, what a good man you are. But they would come in and they'd walk in based on relationship, but they'd also walk in on based on something else. And that is the recognition that I was real. They weren't talking to an empty office. They saw me in a chair. I was physically in front of them. They saw me as real. And they said, hey, Daddy, I need, can I have, please help me. And that brings me to Hebrews 11:6, New King James Version. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The secret to prayer, the secret to answered prayer, is you got to believe that God exists first. He's real. So well, who's going to sit down and get on their knees and pray, well, you know, to the God that might exist? No, prayer, how Jesus taught us was, our Father who art in heaven, I have a relationship with you, I know you, and I'm praying. Now, other than the prayer of salvation, which, by the way, the Lord hears anyone, anywhere, who's praying and asking him, God Almighty, to save him, through Jesus, and that is an automatic. Every other prayer requires some level of relationship in asking God, our Father. So, and to have that relationship, you got to believe he exists, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just looking at that verse again, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And how often do we not have enough faith? And if you think of what that, you know, just that one first part of that verse is, you know, I don't want to disappoint my Father, and I want to err always. I try to always err on the side of having faith and believing in things so big that unless God intervenes, it's not going to happen. In fact, I was looking at my notebook today at the Capitol. I grabbed one quick at the office because like I just need something to put notes in. It's from my college alma mater here. It says, "Make no little plans here, but to live a life where I'm not making little plans. I'm going to believe that." I'm in whatever God's will is for me. That's the big plan, but I don't want to underestimate what he's going to do or what's going to happen there. And so having that faith is certainly key to, I think, just living life and living a fulfilling life.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this, the important thing is you don't have faith in a circumstance happening. I'm praying that $1 million will be put in my bank account. Won't get you anywhere. It's not at all. It's not even a decent prayer. If that's where you're putting your faith, that the $1 million is going to show up in your bank account. The place to put your faith is believing that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. In other words, if you seek him, you will find him. If you get in his presence and ask him, if you're trying to believe and manifest through some mystical, magical power called faith, $1 million in your bank account, give it up. It's not going to work. But if you are saying, I'm going to enter the presence of God because God is real, and I know he hears me. And if he hears me and I ask according to his will, I'll have the things that I ask him. These are in the scriptures. That's the truth. I remember reading, you know, about faith. You can say to this mountain, be taken up and be cast in the sea, and it will be done for you. It's not some mystical, magical potion that I'm going to hocus pocus throw out there. It is, no, I believe that God is real and that the circumstances of the earth must bow to his greater reality. Who was it that told me recently? It was Charlie Lewis, who's recently been on this program. Charlie Lewis says, lesser authority must always bow to greater authority. The laws of the earth are lesser authority. The truth of God is greater authority. So believe that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's the secret to answered prayer, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it reminds me of a story of my daughter again, you got this great ministry. She's been through cancer and through a lot of battles in life. And so ministry to kids going through the valley, it's changed the world with Jesus. And some of those kids that she'd been praying for, she sends them a Bible and a book that she wrote and handwritten prayer. And she goes into her prayer room, she prays for these kids. And she got to the point where she was like, Dad, you know, sometimes I'm seeing kids, they win their battles in heaven. Some win them here on earth, but I just need to know that God is living, our God is faithful, that he's still answering prayers today. Because she'd seen a fair number of them that had been lost or celebrated in heaven now. But she's like, all right, God, do you really hear this? And then this is, if you know my daughter, she's got this great faith and this great anointing. And so she came to me and she says, look, Dad, she goes, I prayed about this and the Lord showed me this little girl here and that he's going to heal her. And I looked at it and it was stage 4 hospice.
Oh, wow.
And Dad, me of little faith, I'm like, Christian, I don't want you to base your faith on this. I mean, God knows the plan, but, you know, that's great. I'll join you in prayer. And I didn't think anything of it for a while. And then about 3 months later, she comes back, shows me the Facebook post, and she goes, look, Dad, no evidence of disease. She's been healed, just like God showed me. And I was like, oh, Dad of little faith. So you can learn from the mouth of babes the importance of faith, and having that childlike faith makes such a difference sometimes. So I encourage all of us to just kind of build that childlike faith.
Well, and you may be listening today and you may need that childlike faith. You may be facing a very dire or difficult circumstance. Maybe you got a bad doctor's report. Maybe there's a financial challenge. Maybe there's a relational challenge. You know, it's interesting. Money will answer everything except those 3 key areas. Money can't buy you good, true relationships. Money cannot buy you true health. It can buy you health care. And money can't buy you salvation, can't buy you a future with God. But other than those three things, money does pretty well. But those 3 things are the things that matter. Now, Christiana, your daughter is just an amazing, amazing young woman. And she's got a website. Say the website again so if people want to go there and learn about some of these miracles.
It's changetheworldwithjesus.com. And when she named that ministry, I was like, well, Christiana, that's a pretty bold statement out there. It might be hard to raise money if you're going into hospitals or things like that. I don't know if they're going to be as open to that. And she looks at me and she goes, Dad, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And again, Dad was like, oh, I'm a bad dad. So I learned so much.
You're not a bad dad. You've been a great dad. But, you know, the reality of it is that you wanted to prepare her for the circumstance where maybe the miracle prayer answer doesn't happen. And she's had to deal with some of those where people have gotten healed. Yes, but in heaven, not on this earth. Maybe the pain was so great and the Lord took them home or whatever. Again, if you're listening to this program, this is Pirate Money Radio program. We talk about money all the time on this program. Today, we're talking about prayer because prayer is greater than money. Prayer is the currency of heaven. And if you want to have faith and you want to believe God, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, we've got to learn to access those resources in heaven, just like you might access a bank account. If you're facing one of those challenges, you know, we'll take questions, we'll take prayer requests. You can send them to us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com and we'll pray over them. We don't have a big prayer team, but we care about our listeners. We care about you. And if there's something difficult that you're going through, we want to pray with you. We've been going through some challenges. People want to keep constitutional currency, pirate money, transactional gold and silver from happening. And we've had to face adversity and challenges in that, you know, and so often it all comes down to the money. There are three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoney.com/AFR. And Mike, we've had to pray. You and I have prayed for money, and we've seen God answer. And we've seen times when it didn't seem like he was answering, although later on we found out what was going on. You don't always find out, but oftentimes, many times, you can find out that God didn't answer that prayer for a very specific reason, and we're thankful. I remember when we were praying to get our nonprofit status, and the Lord said, I don't want you to be a nonprofit. I don't want that. And we ended up with a blessing called Liberty Hawk Ranch. Can you think of other times where you've prayed and you thought, this is it, I have to have it this way, and God didn't seem to give you it the way you wanted it to be given?
Oh, I've probably said multiple things. I mean, if on the personal side, I mean, maybe there's this home that's like, oh, this is the home I absolutely want. This is perfect. And then you see that fall through, and then you find the next house, which is way better than you had even dreamed. I mean, those types of things happen all the time. God knows, you know, what's best for you and what you want. And then there's other times where, you know, you might not know what it is, but maybe you missed that flight for a reason. And it saved you from something else, or something else that God had planned, a connection that he wanted you to make with somebody else. And that's where you just learn to live a trust in the Lord, know what he's got the plan for each day. And that's where I think that prayer that you started out the program with today, Kevin, is so important. If we start that day in prayer, knowing that he's going to direct our paths and put us where we're supposed to be, that's where we all want to be.
Well, there are some hard things, like my mom died. She was 71 years of age, and I'm not far from that myself. And she was far too young, a vibrant, beautiful, wonderful woman. I love her very much. She's in heaven. But we lost her, and I was on my face, God, please heal her from cancer. And yet it didn't seem to happen the way I wanted it to happen. Now, in the end, I'm sure I'll understand when I reach heaven. I don't understand exactly here. But we're talking about prayer with Mike Carter on Pirate Money Radio, and we're going to talk about some of the hard things of prayer when we come back right after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, we're talking about give, spend, and invest, but today we're actually talking about accessing the currency of heaven by faith in prayer. And we've had two, some amazing segments where we've talked about the power of the Lord's Prayer. We've talked about some personal experiences with prayer. But then right before the break, I mentioned my mom and I lost her. And it's been a while. That was back in January of 2009. She was 71 years of age. And I remember God begging God, why would you take my mom? Why my mom? She's the nicest, most sweetest, most honorable, God-fearing woman. Why would you take her so young? I didn't understand it then. I'm not sure I completely understand it now. I did everything that I could. I prayed in faith. But then I've turned around and I've seen miracles where I've gotten on my knees, like you shared, where your daughter prayed for somebody, stage 4 cancer, and boom, 3 months later, you're looking at the internet and there's a Facebook post right there. No sign of cancer whatsoever, completely gone. I tell you, the track record for prayer is so good. To not pray because of one bad experience seems foolish, and to pray because of the hope of who God is and what God can do, his power, that seems wise. And that's something we all have to go through. We all have to deal with it. Not every prayer we pray gets answered the way we want it prayed, or the way that we want it to be done. But God in heaven, we believe he exists, and then ultimately he rewards those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
So with that, we've got some scriptures I pulled up about prayer, Bible verses. Here's one, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I think that's an important principle. Sometimes we're praying with whining, not thanksgiving. Oh God, I'm hurting because this hasn't happened and I didn't get the job I wanted. And therefore, you know, instead this says, don't be cautious about it. Just get out there by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And I think that's an area that I'm going to have to correct or have to course correct occasionally in my prayer life. I've got to get to back to thanksgiving. That's one thing I really appreciate about you, Mike, and about your entire family.
Yeah, you know that prayer and thanksgiving. I mean, I think you're great at this, Kevin. Just reminding us, we walk around the ranch and we see what God has done there. There have been times that it's been tough for our entire team, but at the end of the day, we've not wanted. We might not have had abundance, but God has miraculously provided and provided us with amazing things and facilities to further the cause of what He has. And it's an honor to be a part of that. And I think, you know, sometimes, having that hunger and that faith is what He knows we need, versus if He just gave us everything up front, you know, we might get a little lazy. We might get a little like, okay, I'm satisfied. I'm happy now. I don't need to worry about this. That's not been a problem for us. But God keeps bringing more and more new activities, big ideas, and things that are like once in a lifetime. This is a career opportunity that's can have a significant impact on people and society with what we're working on transactional gold. You add in AI and some of the studio stuff and the people that he's bringing together. And you're like, wow, it's not been necessarily an easy ride for any of us. But you see what God is doing, and then you're humbled and you say, man, I'm just proud that you're including me to be a part of this thing.
Yeah, well, I think about that. It was Easter weekend on Friday. We'd flown home from Tallahassee that week and sitting comfortably at home, getting ready for Good Friday and going to celebrate. And then the text starts ringing. The Florida legislation that we thought we had in the bag is dead in the Senate. Somebody pushed a little too far and pushed the wrong person the wrong way. And the net result of it is the president of the Senate walks into a Senate committee hearing and has a strike all amendment that literally says, you just take this and tear it down. It had passed every committee. It had passed everything. It's just a perfunctory, committee. It was going to just rule, oh yeah, we're good with that. And we had, such strong support, and it's dead on Friday afternoon. And that's when the prayers started. We highlighted our prayer team, sent it out and said, get the prayers going. And the net results, it took a couple of weeks, but the net result is it passed out of House, passed out of the Senate unanimously in both cases in the final reading. And the governor of the state of Florida just told a group I was attending, just said, I will sign that into law. I will sign it into law. And that was an answer to prayer. I mean, that was, bill was dead. Now we're facing the same thing. I look at the Capitol. I look at the Texas flag under the U.S. flag. Look at this beautiful Texas Capitol. And we were just in a Senate committee hearing this morning. They didn't take a vote on it. People stood up, bankers in particular, and said, well, we're opposed to giving people economic freedom. They didn't use that term, but that's the net effect of what they said. We don't want people to be able to transact in gold and silver. We don't want them to be able to have constitutional currency. We're opposed to that. We think you should reject it. And we've got a spiritual battle going on. We can use the people's prayer. What should people be praying for regarding Texas? And it's HB 1056. What would you say?
Well, first of all, thank you to all those that have been praying. The fact that we've gotten as far as we have in as many states as we have in this kind of time is a miracle on its own. And I know there was thousands of people that responded to the Senate committee today. This is a bill that Texas started out 10 years ago, really, Kevin, on an idea that you had with, and you spoke with Giovanni, who got the Texas Bullion Depository built. They didn't attach the debit card to it. They've been kind of dragging their feet on it. Now we're seeing other states move forward. But there still seems to be an enemy. There's an enemy of confusion. While this should be a relatively simple piece of legislation, people don't understand how it works, or banks don't want people to understand how it works, or people say, well, that's not constitutional. And so all these personal agenda items seem to be coming in, or I will even say it's again, one of those spiritual wars out there that does not want economic freedom. And we just need to pray that, I think, for unity between the banks, between those in the bullion depository and within the Senate and these committees, that they see what this is really about. And by working together, how this thing could be significant for Texas, for its constituents, for those politicians that really help enable Texans to have true economic freedom, fair weights and measures. So there's so many ways that they can kill a bill. We just pray that we have that continued favor. We get in front of the right decision makers, and that we are able to get this across the finish line. And we've got a great team of legislators that are working it. We're here to help facilitate the work that they are doing. So Senator Brian Hughes did a phenomenal job today in the committee hearing. Representative Mark D'Orazio has been working it on the House side and gotten bipartisan support. But it doesn't matter how much support you have on the floor or in the Senate, there's one person that can block it from getting to a vote or something else happening out there. So we just pray that there's a smooth way of getting this to transition all the way to the floor for a vote, and it gets passed in Texas. But just give us wisdom on how to best manage all the potential traps or blocks and get this thing across the finish line.
We've had some wins and we've had some losses. In Utah, we had a win. It got out of the House, went to the Senate side, it got finally approved, got sent to the governor's desk, and boom, the governor vetoed it, which was, hard to understand. Lord, why was that? But in Arkansas, it passed unanimously or nearly unanimously in Arkansas, and Governor Sarah Sanders signed the bill, and we got to be at the signing. Mike, you and I, and Marty, and our team, Laurie, and It was phenomenal. And she handed us the signing pen. And so it passed there. It passed in Florida after a miracle. It was dead, but then it got brought back to life over Easter weekend, which is, kind of appropriate. The governor there said over the weekend, I will sign this bill. I asked him point blank, and he said, I will sign the bill. So if you want to have honest weights and measures, if you want to have the ability to have constitutional currency to where you can hold your money in the form of gold or silver, and you could spend it with a debit card, and you wouldn't be subject to capital gains taxation or a bunch of rules and regulations, that you could have this as a means to protect against inflation. That's why we're doing it, is because God loves honest weights and measures. Then pray for us and pray for House Bill HB 1056 in the Senate Finance Committee to get out of committee, to get voted on by the Senate. And approved, to be sent back to the House because the bills are slightly different, get approved in the conference between the two, and then sent to the governor of Texas to be signed into law. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, but this is, we're now 2.5 years working on this here for Texas. We would love your prayers. Pray for us as we do that. But we want to pray for you too. What needs do you have? What are you going through where we could pray and make a difference? Generally, it's going to come down to relationships or finances or health. Those are the primary big ones that people pray about. But whatever it is, reach out to us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. That's afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Send us an email and tell us what we can pray for you, because we really do love you as listeners. And it's not an accident that you tuned to the station this morning. This was recorded a few days before, but when you turned on your radio, you heard this, my voice, and it's saying, what can we pray for you? We're sincere about that. We would love to pray for you. So reach out to us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Mike, yeah, what are your thoughts?
I might even add, Kevin, this is not our typical radio show. But this is one of those things where God directs your paths. And so we were down here for meetings yesterday at the Capitol. And then all of a sudden they said, oh, by the way, there's a hearing tomorrow. So you had to come buy a new shirt, new tie. I had a backup tie, so I got off a little cheaper and a backup shirt here, I guess. But we said, well, we got to get the show done. And what I think is really cool and what God put on your heart is, you know what? I think we just need to do a show about prayer. And so I think this is, if you're listening to this radio station today, that prayer, what do you need prayer for? And what do you need to lift up to the Lord and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to have that faith. I'm going to have that faith, that childlike faith, and say, you know, help guide and direct my path.
Yeah. No, it's not by accident you're listening. We care about you. American Family Radio cares about you. And we're here. We have seen huge answers to prayers. And you mentioned the Dr. Cho story. I'll tell it after the break. It's just kind of a miracle about how to pray and how to get answers to your prayers. It's something I've remembered for, 42 years now or 43 years it happened. And I continue to tell the story because it's such a miracle. You're going to want to hear the miracle answers that we've seen to prayer. Some of them are funny and comical. Some of them are serious. But we're going to cover more about prayer. We're going to cover on Pirate Money Radio how to get answers to your prayers and what that means. And we will be right back after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by Mike Carter. We're sitting here in an office building staring at the Texas Capitol in Austin, Texas. This is a very special edition because we had to record this. I'm going to Washington, D.C. And receiving an award. So I will be out for a while, and we had to pre-record this. And also, we were in session speaking to the Texas Senate Finance Committee, trying to get our pirate money legislation passed. And I know we're talking about prayer because we need prayer. We need your prayers. Pray for us. We're trying to bring transactional gold and silver to America. We talk about it all the time on this radio program, but we need prayer. This is God's money. He designed it, Genesis to Revelation. You read about money. It's gold and silver. It's something real. It's tangible. It's genuine. It is not unbacked paper money in the Bible. In fact, the Bible talks about whether your work will be tested by fire. Will it come through and be refined by fire like gold and silver, or will it be burned up like wood, hay, and stubble? And we want an honest weight and measure in our financial system. And that's why we've been visiting. Mike, how many states have we gone into this year?
Well, we've been working with 25 states. How many have we actually? We've physically probably been in 15 to 20 of them now. And it's multiple times, multiple trips. It's been quite an adventure.
We need your prayer because both of us caught colds on this trip and we're just struggling here. Russell's back in the studio, probably glad that he doesn't have to deal with us with I'm feeling a little better. Prayer works, and we're talking about prayer. And in fact, let's talk about prayer, because you mentioned it at the very top of the program, Mike. You brought up Pastor Paul Yongji Cho, the author of The Fourth Dimension, who was a pastor of the largest church in the world at the time. It's in South Korea. The church continues. Pastor Cho has gone on to be in heaven. But he wrote this book called The Fourth Dimension. And I remember when I got that back in Tulsa, probably 1981, 1982 timeframe. And I know, I met you like 87, 88, 89, somewhere in there. Yeah. So I shared it with you then, and I've told this story consistently for 35 years, I think, at least.
And I think that he built that largest church in the world at the time on the backbone of prayer and following the Lord's Prayer as we just kind of went through there, if I remember correctly. And I remember something like he said, he had this, I pray and I obey, was kind of his motto at the time. But then the model, when you came through with the fourth dimension, that's a whole other amazing story. So yeah, go ahead and share what happened there.
So I'm reading this book. It's titled The Fourth Dimension. I'm flipping through it. I'm working at a store in the mall. It was South Orange Mall in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I worked at Royal East Limited. And Royal East, I had a great job for college job. I could do my studies or read books while I rang up the register. I sat in the front. I answered the phone. And my boss, Mr. Jay Park, who was a Korean national, I later found out he'd been an ambassador from the United States to Korea. His wife taught French at Oral Roberts University. She's Korean, but she spoke fluent French and taught French. And Mr. Park, every day, would come out of the back office and ask how I was doing. And then he would cup his hand and pretend like he was eating rice out of a bowl. And he would go out to lunch to the Piccadilly cafeteria. That was his signal. I'm going out to lunch. And I was just to answer all the calls and just handle things while he was gone. And I was reading this book called The Fourth Dimension. And it's a book about prayer. And it's about being very specific when you pray. And I bet I've sold more copies of The Fourth Dimension than Pastor Cho did himself just by telling this story. It said he wanted a bicycle and he prayed for a red bicycle and God answered him. He needed a bicycle in order to serve God and to attend church as a child. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and taught him about being specific when you pray. And that's what the whole book is about. Being specific when you pray, you believe God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And now this is how I hear it in my head. I'm not trying to make funny voices or make fun of anybody's accent, but I hear this clearly in my head. While I was reading that book, I closed the book and I said, Lord, I'd like to speak with that man someday. And I kid you not, the phone rings. And I turn around, pick up the phone, and I say, Royal East Limited, may I help you? And I hear these words, hello, is Mr. J.S. Park there? In that, yeah, I'm not doing justice to his actual accent, but that's how I heard it. And I said, no, Mr. Park just went to lunch, and I'm sorry, I can go get him. Would you like, no, this is Pastor Paul Yongji Cho, the author of the book I just read. And I said, I'd like to speak with him someday. The phone rings, I answer, and it's him talking. I said, Dr. Cho, you will not believe this. I was just reading your book, and I closed the book, and I said, someday I'd like to speak with that man. And the phone rings, and it's you. I answer the phone, and it's you. And he says, yes, that's how it works. And I'm like, okay. And I'm ready for this long, intense conversation. He says, okay, well, if Mr. Park's not there, this is long distance. I'll have to go now. You just tell him I called. And then he hangs up. And I'm like, that was a specific prayer and a specific answer to that specific prayer. But I did not ask for a full conversation. I got exactly what I asked for, and he taught me. Yes, that's how it works. And so, Mike, you've heard me say that a dozen times since then, maybe 100 times since then. It's a famous saying in our family, God answers prayer. Yes, that's how it works. And I've had miracle after miracle after miracle answer prayer based on reading that.
Someday we're going to do a book on that. I know Russell will be cranking that up amidst everything else he has going on right now. But, you know, just the miracles that have happened all the way through from the time that we started this venture and Economic War Room and NSIC and connections that we've had and your book in the New York Times bestseller list with The Secret Weapon. It's been amazing to see how God has been answering prayers, how he's been faithful through the process. And not that it's not without a lot of work and a lot of, you know, hard times sometimes, but then you see what God does. It's like, wow, that's absolutely amazing.
That story. I mean, the prayer, we were together as a prayer team and we asked specifically, for Glenn Beck to pick up our book out of the miracle. It's a complete miracle how it happened. We'll have to tell that story someday, but I want to get into some of the principles of prayer because I pulled up some scriptures on prayer, John 15:7. If you're listening to this and you need an answer to prayer, here's part of your answer right here. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. One of the keys to answered prayer is abiding in Jesus. It's not just coming to him as an ATM machine and saying, God, I need. It is actually abiding, building a relationship. We open with the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. If you don't have a father-child relationship with Almighty God, you are not going to expect your prayers to be answered. I mean, he sometimes does, but you cannot expect it without that abiding relationship. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. So how do you get there? You kind of study God's word, read God's word, speak it out. I've been trying to do that ever since we had Charlie Lewis on the program. I've been trying to speak over my own life, Kingdom Principles, but I try and read every day a few chapters in the Bible plus the proverb of the day, and then get on my knees and say, God, I'm humbling myself before you. I need your answers. Please help me. Show me truth in your word. Show me where I can be more Christ-like today. And humble yourself under the mighty God. Here's another one. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It takes faith. It takes faith to ask God for things. And it takes faith to believe that he can answer them. Here's another one. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You can't pray once and be done. One and done. It is pray without ceasing. You don't have to pray the same thing repetitively over and over and over, but you do have to continuously pray. So it can be, God, give me, God, give me. It's like that. I watched The Simpsons one time and Dad, I want a puppy. 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 That's not how it works. Build a relationship and build that relationship where you're having a continual, unceasing dialogue between you and the Almighty Father. Those are some of the principles of prayer. What about you, Mike? Have you seen any scriptures related to prayer that you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh, I'm just looking through some ones on the phone here. Luke 11:9, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, again, it doesn't mean it's a name it, claim it type situation, but if you're faithful and you ask, God definitely is there and he will give you an answer. And it might always be the answer that you're expecting, but sometimes it is. And it's just awesome to see how much, you know, no matter what happens or what answer you get, you know that God is there and he cares about you. And what a great peace of mind that gives you.
But the critical thing from here in Luke 11:9 is you have to seek, knock, and ask. Ask first, seek, and knock. That means, God, I'm coming. I'm coming to ask. I'm coming. And it's not, give me a puppy, give me a puppy, give me a puppy. But it is, I have a relationship with you. And if you're in line with his will, he's going to give you everything aligned with his will for your life. You can have, take that one to the bank. Here's another one. Matthew 6:7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, I'll go to the great dinners, amazing things, and somebody's going to bring up a prayer that was prayed by Saint somebody in you know, 412 AD or something, or Abraham Lincoln prayed this prayer, and those are all great historical prayers, but they're really not prayers. They're recitations of almost poetry or historical things. They're not really, hey, Daddy, you're my father. I need help. So these are all principles of prayer, and we've seen answers to our prayers here at Pirate Money Radio. From the time we started the program, we have taken one thing to the Lord among many, but one of the things is we needed this legislation to pass in states. It passed in four states it's passed. One it was vetoed in, one it's been signed in, the governor said he will sign the bill in, and this is monumental. It's changing the monetary system of planet Earth. It is a big idea. It's something Mike and I have worked on. It's something that we've been working on, but we have not done it. I'll tell you, our secret weapon is prayer. We have a massive prayer team, and they have been praying thus through all of these issues. Look, if you need things from God in prayer, bring them before the Lord Almighty. He has got the answers for you. This is Kevin Freeman and Mike Carter, reaching you from Pirate Money Radio.